Week 4, Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Psalm 23. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbour. He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant, the Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of glory. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? All peoples, bless our God, who gave life to our souls. Alleluia. Psalm 65. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth, O sing to the glory of his name, O render him glorious praise, say to God, how tremendous your deeds. Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to your name. Come and see the works of God, tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land, they passed through the river dry shod. Let our joy then be in him, he rules for ever by his might, His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him. O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All peoples, bless our God, who gave life to our souls. Alleluia. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Alleluia. Psalm 65 continued. Burnt offering I bring to your house, to you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress. I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings, with smoke of burning rams, I will offer bullocks and goats. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue. If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. Alleluia. The word of God is something alive and active. It cuts more finely than any double-edged sword. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church in Thessalonica, which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, wishing you grace and peace. We always mention you in our prayers, and thank God for you all, and constantly remember before God our Father how you have shown your faith in action, worked for love, and persevered through hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, brothers, that God loves you and that you have been chosen, because when we brought the good news to you, it came to you not only as words, but as power and as the Holy Spirit and as utter conviction. And you observed the sort of life we lived when we were with you, which was for your instruction, and you were led to become imitators of us and of the Lord. And it was with the joy of the Holy Spirit that you took to the gospel, in spite of the great opposition all around you. This has made you a great example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia, since it was from you that the word of the Lord started to spread, and not only throughout Macedonia and Achaia, for the news of your faith in God has spread everywhere. We do not need to tell other people about it. Other people tell us how we started the work among you, how you broke with idolatry when you were converted to God and became servants of the real living God, and how you are now waiting for Jesus, his Son, whom he raised from the dead, to come from heaven to save you from the retribution which is coming. You know yourselves, my brothers, that our visit to you has not proved ineffectual. We had, as you know, been given rough treatment and been grossly insulted at Philippi, and it was our God who gave us the courage to proclaim his good news to you in the face of great opposition. We have not taken to preaching because we are deluded or immoral or trying to deceive anyone. It was God who decided that we were fit to be entrusted with the good news, and when we are speaking, we are not trying to please men, but God, who can read our inmost thoughts. You know very well, and we can swear it before God, that never at any time have our speeches been simply flattery or a cover for trying to get money. Nor have we ever looked for any special honour from men, either from you or anybody else, when we could have imposed ourselves on you with full weight as apostles of Christ. Instead, we were unassuming. Like a mother feeding and looking after her own children, we felt so devoted and protective towards you, and have come to love you so much, that we were eager to hand over to you not only the good news, but our whole lives as well. Let me remind you, brothers, how hard we used to work, slaving night and day so as not to be a burden on any of you while we were proclaiming God's good news to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, that our treatment of you since you became believers has been impeccably right and fair. You can remember how we treated every one of you as a father treats his children, teaching you what is right, encouraging you and appealing to you to live a life worthy of God who is calling you to share the glory of his kingdom. A responsory based on 1 Thessalonians. You were converted to God and became servants of the real living God, and you are now waiting for his Son, whom he raised from the dead, to come from heaven, to save us from the retribution which is coming. May the Lord be generous in increasing your love, and may he confirm your hearts in holiness until our Lord comes, to save us from the retribution which is coming. A reading from the letter of St. Ignatius of Antioch to Smyrna. From Ignatius, whose other name is Theophorus, to the Church of God the Father, and our beloved Jesus Christ at Smyrna in Asia, mercifully endowed with all the gifts of the Spirit, filled with faith and love, lacking no spiritual grace, and a most reverent bearer of heavenly treasures. All happiness to you in purity of spirit and in the Word of God. Glory be to Jesus Christ, the Divine One, who has gifted you with such wisdom. I have seen how immovably settled in faith you are, nailed body and soul, as it were, to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and rooted and grounded in love by his blood. You hold the firmest convictions about our Lord, believing him to be truly of David's line in his manhood, yet Son of God by the divine will and power, truly born of a virgin, baptized by John for his fulfilling of all righteousness, and in the days of Pontius Pilate and Herod the Tetrarch, truly pierced by nails in his human flesh, a fruit imparting life to us from his most blessed passion, so that by his resurrection he might set up a beacon for all time to call together his saints and believers, whether Jews or Gentiles, in the one body of his Church. All this he submitted to for our sakes, that salvation might be ours. And suffer he did, verily and indeed, just as he did verily and indeed raise himself again. For my own part, I know and believe that he was in actual human flesh, even after his resurrection. When he appeared to Peter and his companions, he said to them, "Take hold of me, touch me, and see that I am no bodiless phantom." And they touched him then and there, and believed, for they had had contact with the flesh and blood reality of him. That was how they came by their contempt for death, and proved themselves superior to it. Moreover, he ate and drank with them after he was risen, like any natural man, though even then he and the Father were spiritually one. I caution you in this way, dear friends, though I am well aware that your conviction is as firm as my own. Responsory from Galatians 2. I died to the law, to live for God. My present bodily life is lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I have been crucified with Christ. The life I now live is not my life, but the life which Christ lives in me, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord our God, make us love you above all things, and all our fellow men with a love that is worthy of you. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.